a lot of the time good activism is bad art, and and good art is bad activism.
Yeah,
it's really it's hard like to make something that's both, you know.
Yeah, I think that's also you're probably people's opinion of what an activist artist looks like is still probably like dreadlocks and like standing outside the front of the fucking power station whilst ranting about something and then videoing it. But no, there's a really good wave of like really interesting activist art happening in England at the moment that I think is redefining what that means. But then I think that an activist is being redefined all the time because it's not, because it's probably the similar here, because our political situation is so dire at the moment in England, like even the most sort of armchair activists are starting to get out of their armchairs and be like, actually this isn't acceptable. So I think as the world gets, as the people get more mobilised, activist art gets more accessible or it becomes more appealing. So all of my work has activism at the heart of it, because I think that it, all good theatre should provoke some kind of change in your brain or change in the world. I don't know about art. Like, it's very niche.
Yeah.
You don't get that many people going to the theatre. So I have to always like say in like interviews that I don't believe that theatre really does change the world. I think that people do.
Yeah.
And like the ripples that come from the art will change the world, not the actual act of buying a ticket and coming to sit down.
Theatre, yeah.
Because 5,000 people will have seen this show when I leave Australia, but about 10 million will have accessed it through the different, you know, huge amounts of press that it's kind of generated, like the television and lots of articles and stuff. So then that is the activism, not the art, really. I mean, the art is the vehicle to make it not dry.
Yeah.
And also the conceptual kind of idea of it has to be so audacious and so kind of out of the ordinary that you kind of, you're like, what? So like, a guy gave up his job to make a show, having been silent about mental health for a long time, and then suddenly made like the opposite of that. It's so fascinating and easy to understand. And like, even this guy is pissed off with it, who's like the most silent and normal.
Yeah.